Yeah, we learn with Shalom, Bezrat Hashem. We're supposed to learn with Shalom. Rav says, with Shalom. Everything that we learn
is in order to internalize, understand what we're saying, internalize, that if a person wants to have a holy brain, his work has to be on the seven openings of his face. Like the Zohar says, Minata Dareisha. The menorah, the lamp of a person, is his head. Meaning, the seven openings, seven limbs of on his face.
Openings.
Okay? Evarim. How do you say evarim? Limbs, right?
Yeah, they're limbs. You don't call the eyes limbs.
Not limbs? What are they?
Organs.
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 And the nose is a limb or organ?
Organ.
It's organs? What's a limb? A hand?
Arms, hand.
So, legs. Seven organs of our on our face, seven openings. Right? Yeah? Which is the head of a person. Mamshich Rabbeinu Mevayer Kopat Epitcha Panim Mimba Tzir Yishamavu. Rabbeinu continues in Torah 21 and he explains that each individually, each part, each opening, how do you have to keep? How do you make it holy? Hainu shishmor et atzmo milyotzi sheker mipiv. The mouth is that he'll be careful not to say any lies from his mouth. And Rava was already explained that. Soon he'll say it, so I won't say it. And v'yelo yirat shamayim shubchinat chotem, b'chinat darichu b'erad Hashem. And you should have yirat shamayim, which is the aspect of the nose. Because you say that someone has yirat shamayim, he can smell. If someone else has yirat shamayim, Mashiach will come and smell you. If we have holiness or not. All the tzaddikim, it's known that they smell kedusha. Kedusha you can smell. V'yelo emunat chachamim atalui b'udnin. And you should have emunas chachamim, believing in the tzaddikim, which depends on the ears, the hearing of the words of the tzaddikim. Shema devachamim. V'yatzim enav me'ot ra. And shut his eyes from seeing bad. Because these things, these seven openings, will arouse the shefa eloki. Right, the godliness of Shefa coming to a person to come, because the mouth and the nose and the eyes and the ears all depend on the brain, and they arouse the brain to be an aspect of Kedem, Pchinat Panim. Right, to be Kedem, to be front. Right? Immediately you get light from Hashem. So now Rav Arush will explain what Rabbeinu said. Hadavar Rishon sheRabbeinu poteach bo hafe. The first thing Rabbeinu begins with is the mouth. And he writes that a person has to guard himself from taking out of his mouth any lies, any false. One second, this is a little bit weird. Why Rabbeinu said only false things? Why does he say Loshon Hara, Rechilut, talking nonsense, talking bad language? Why only lies? There's a bunch of things that a person has to guard himself from saying in his mouth. The answer is, like he wrote already, Rav says, that every dibur, which is not emet, is called sheker. Every speech a person says, and it's not a true speech, it's a lie. Lashon hara is a lie. Even though it's true, lashon hara is true. Everyone knows lashon hara is only truth. If it's not true, it's not lashon hara, it's mostly shemra, it's a different love. It's true, you're talking that this person I saw him going to a discotheque. That's lashon hara. It's a lie. It's a false word to say. Don't say it. Okay? Even though it happened. Okay? So false doesn't mean only not true. It means anything wrong. When a person protects himself, guards his mouth from saying these things, that's called sanctifying your mouth. Making your mouth holy. And it's many things. It's for telling yourself, "Oh, I'm such an idiot." That's a lie. Like I was also today. That's Lashon Hara.
Saying Lashon Hara on yourself.
Yeah. So stop saying Lashon Hara on yourself. I'm so bad. I'm such an idiot. You always say that. It's still the same. And it's a lie. That's and the person when he had a test, and he holds himself back. Deni mamashi. That's literally. Making it is not holy. That's the best. Or if you fail and you did tshuva, that's the best. But the chatchila, you can't go and fall. If it happens. Yeah, that's a sukkah. The next thing after the mouth is Yiras Shamayim, which depends on the nose. Okay. And the Emunas Chachamim is the next one, which depends on the ears. Okay. So we have to protect our, guard our nose. What does that mean to guard our nose? It means to have Yiras Shamayim. It means to do Yibolut every day. It means to judge ourselves every day. That's Yiras Shamayim. That's fixing the nose. And it means also to have patience, which depends also on the nose. If someone who doesn't have patience, he breathes like a dog, anger. Okay? But when someone has patience, he has arichut apayim, long nose, meaning long breath. And vaya. Ragua b'ofen kavua. So, and hearing the tzaddikim, of course, only hearing good things, not to hear any bad things. And the next thing, the last thing that Rabbeinu talks about, is shutting our eyes from seeing bad. And this thing, which is the eyes, a lot of things depend on this. Because this is the most violent, violent. Hearing, seeing is the most violent sense that a person has. What one sight of a person could do, nothing else, no other sense could give it. Like Shlomo HaMelech said in Kohelet, Tov mareh enayim ma'alot nafesh. Seeing what you see in the eyes is better than even something that you do. And seeing an aveira, it's a lot worse than doing an aveira. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. Okay? Both if it's regarding the pleasure of a person, he has more pleasure seeing than doing the aveira. Why? Because he's in imagination. He imagines and imagines and imagines. When he does the aveira, he's over, gaman, it's over. Finish, he cut it. Finish the aveira, gaman. So he wakes up again, it'll take a while, right? But seeing, he's imagining, imagining all the time, continuously. That's why it's worse. Okay? And we said, it's not only seeing bad things, it doesn't only mean seeing women. It doesn't only mean that. It also means seeing that Hashem is bad, seeing bad things, Hashem did this bad, Hashem did this is bad, and that's bad. That's hiding Hashem, that's seeing bad. Not to see bad, to see Hashem. It's a work, emunah. So it's also guarding the eyes, not to see women and stuff which you're not allowed to see. Okay?
Media, newspapers,
all that thing. And also not to see badness in things. That's when you see bad in your friend, bad in yourself, bad, that's what you're seeing. So that's what the Chatan Sofer, the Rav Ozna said, Rabbi Akiva spoke when he spoke here, that the Chatan Sofer said that there's two sets of eyes. Rabbi also talks about this, two sets of eyes. The physical eyes, so you have to guard them from seeing bad things. And the spiritual eyes, seeing bad aspects, see bad in you, and bad in you, and bad in this, and bad in that. This is not good, that's not good, everything's not good, what's wrong with you? Everything is good. Stop lying to yourself. Everything is beautiful. And that's the work of the Alatchait HaNerot, raising up the candles, the lights, and purifying them until a person will merit that Shalhevet HaLev Olam Me'elea, the flame of the heart will be flaming at its own already. Like Rabbeinu said, that these things arouse you to bring the Shefa from Hashem. And they arouse your brain. If a person wants to know why certain people are fire to Hashem, because they sanctify themselves, they purify themselves, they work on the seven openings. That's the secret. Hashem is Zakenu. So, that was Yeti Shalom, and now we're going to learn.